This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Foreign ministers of European Union member countries met with Belarus opposition leader Svetlana Tikhanovskaya in Brussels Monday as they're discussing imposing sanctions on several Belarus officials, possibly including President Alexander Lukashenko. She urged the EU to, quote, be more brave, end quote, in taking action to support the opposition's battle against the authoritarian leader's regime. Despite a sixth straight weekend of mass protest against the six-term president over the disputed election, the EU has yet to follow through on a threat to impose sanctions on Belarusian officials. EU's foreign policy chief said Brussels does not recognize Lukashenko as the legitimate president of Belarus. German Foreign Minister Heiko Maas, whose country holds the EU's rotating presidency, said, quote, the violence that Lukashenko is exerting against peaceful demonstrators is completely unacceptable. More than 100,000 people marched through the Belarusian capital Minsk Sunday, keeping up the pressure on the veteran Belarusian leader to quit. Several protesters were dragged away from the crowd by security forces. In tandem with the protest, anonymous hackers leaked the personal data of 1,000 police officers in retaliation for a crackdown in which thousands of people have been detained. Massive sums of allegedly dirty money have flowed for years through some of the world's largest banking institutions, according to an international journalism investigation published Sunday. The story denounces shortcomings in sector regulations. The probe from BuzzFeed News and the International Consortium of Investigative Journalists reports, quote, profits from deadly drug wars, fortunes embezzled from developing countries, and hard-earned savings stolen in a Ponzi scheme were allowed to flow into and out of these financial institutions, end quote. This is VOA News.